The world is teeming with artificial intelligence. Just last week, we did a story about farmers using robots to milk their cows. An umpire robot has called balls and strikes at a baseball game. There are pharmacist robots, robot fashion models, but a robot journalist? Wait a minute. Here Now's Peter O'Dowd found one, and it got him thinking about his future.
From Dallas, Texas, the Flash, apparently official.
On November 22, 1963, Walter Cronkite told the most human of stories.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
The information in that CBS newscast was deceptively simple. Where? Dallas, Texas. Who? President Kennedy. When? 38 minutes ago. Cronkite removed his dark-framed glasses. He paused, then continued reading. Anyone watching could tell the most trusted man in America was moved by the news. How in the world could a robot handle that assignment? Well, here's how, someday, one might.
We call it heliograph.
At the headquarters of the Washington Post, a journalist named Jeremy Gilbert is using artificial intelligence to write the news. Consider him the robot reporter's editor. Heliograph doesn't parachute into the latest disaster or shout questions at a White House press briefing. This reporter works inside a machine.
Heliograph is really just a set of algorithms that take data coming in and write stories going out.
Can you show me Heliograph here on the computer? What does Heliograph look like?
Well, so Heliograph looks a lot more like algebra than anything else.
Gilbert shows me the computer code that the Post data science team has written. It's a template that gives Heliograph a set of rules. Like a fancy version of the word game Mad Libs, the scaffolding has already been built. Plug in the who, the what, the where, and the computer does the rest. Heliograph's first day on the job was last summer alongside human reporters at the Rio Olympics.
We wanted to make sure that our journalists weren't watching TV and writing down what happened on the screen. It's not a great use of human resources. And yet, we had historically always written down what was the outcome of every event as fast as we possibly could. And so Heliograph was a great solution for that because it can take a data feed from the IOC via stats.com, and then it can publish stories off of that. So it can say who won, it can say which country had the most medals, it can say how fast or how many points or by what margin was the winner the winner. Those were about as basic a story as it could be. I mean, in many ways, it was more like the answer to a question your friend might ask you than the traditional coverage of a sporting event.
3 months later, by election night in America, Heliograph had already upped its game. The robot used polling data to write and update in real time nearly 500 Washington Post stories, including this one from Nevada.
So in this particular case, it says Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto has beaten Joseph J. Heck, a Republican, in the race for Nevada's Senate seat currently held by Harry Reid. The Republicans kept control of the Senate majority, fending off what was thought to be a strong takeover bid by the Democrats.
Let me reemphasize, a robot wrote that.
And then it starts to go into, well, how did the other Senate races fare?
Can I ask you to use your journalist and editor smarts here to judge how the robot did writing that news story? It looks pretty good.
I would say it's at least a B+. The facts are all right. That said, is this a story I would have said I would send a Washington Post reporter out to cover just this? No, it wouldn't be worth it. On the other hand, if we can have Washington Post reporters and editors work in advance of the election, figure out a smart set system of templates, and then use that system to cover an event like this, then sure, I think this story has value for people, especially people living in Nevada.
Are we going to see a day when Heliograph or another type of robot is making phone calls to sources, sending emails to sources, I don't know, getting quotes?
I think quotes are possible. I think we're less likely to play a telephone game than we are to reach out to people on social media or maybe send emails and see what comes of that. Say it's a sporting event. Could we ask the coach why they made the decision they did? Sure. That seems doable.
So you're saying a robot could take a news story like a team winning a game and query the coach afterwards?
Absolutely. Looking at the play-by-play data and saying this was a turning point in the game. We can understand that mathematically. Why did you decide to do what you did there? Those are the same kinds of questions a human sports writer would ask.
Which means that human sports writer better start asking questions about her future Other news organizations like the Associated Press and Reuters are using algorithms to generate news content. Gilbert says human reporters are not about to lose their jobs. The Post newsroom has added 140 new journalists since 2013.
I don't believe that algorithmic reporting like Heliograph will replace human reporters or should. We're not taking jobs that people in the newsroom want to have. Instead, we're looking at work that would go undone and trying to do it anyway.
Isn't it easy to say now that it's not going to take a journalist's job? But we don't really know. We're in the early days of this.
I mean, certainly there are jobs today that don't exist in our newsroom that were there 25 years ago. There were people who were involved in the paste-up process. There were all kinds of people who did everything from take dictation on the phone, which we don't need because we can email. I think the jobs will evolve. I don't anticipate at the Washington Post that algorithmic storytelling will ever replace human storytelling. I think it'll augment it. I think it'll complement it. But I don't see it replacing it because I think if our humans are doing those kinds of stories, we're doing the wrong stories. Eli Saslow, who is a brilliant feature writer for us, we are not going to train an algorithm to go and befriend subjects and spend months with them and think deeply about what kind of a scene we can paint. So those kinds of stories, they take too much creativity.
And maybe he's right. Maybe creativity and a human touch will keep robots from taking over the newsroom. But maybe he's wrong.
There are already algorithms that can write original symphonies, for example, paint original works of art.
Futurist Martin Ford wrote a book called Rise of the Robots. In it, he cites the work of Imus, a computer that wrote this music on its own.
So there are already examples of what we would have to acknowledge is computer creativity. There is no end point to this. There's no point at which you say, well, artificial intelligence is going to get this good and it's never going to go beyond this. It's just going to continue to get better and better. And one of the areas that it's going to push into is certainly creativity, as well as this more emotional ability to interact with human beings. They're both very much on the table in terms of what can happen in the future.
Wow. Yeah, but I have a voice.
Right. Well, computers have voices too, and they're getting better and better at sounding very, very human.
Amazon Prime's $5 at 99 cents monthly discount has industry experts puzzled, but the company's newest strategy is one to take notes on.
That Prime was the voice of a robot reporter. Customers.
Well, this is Zohar.
Created by Zohar Dayan, the co-founder of a company called Wibbits.
Essentially, we've created a technology that works the same way that a human video producer works when he approaches a story.
The Wibbits robot starts with an article from a client like Reuters. It goes looking through its database then to stitch together related video and pictures. In this case, maybe it's images from an Amazon factory floor. Then it builds a news story with a voiceover like the one you just heard.
Something like a Siri voice or an Amazon Echo voice.
Yeah. You know it's a robot.
You can understand it's a robot. These technologies are getting very good with time, so we think that it's going to become much more human-like. There are very interesting technologies out there in terms of voice copying, so you can actually have a famous news anchor and kind of mimic his voice through the automatic engine.
I've heard of this company. It's the one out of Montreal.
Yes.
That company is called Lyrebird. Examples of their work are online. Its algorithm just needs a sample of a human voice, like the 44th president's.
Hey, Doc, have you heard about this new technology?
Or the 45th's.
Are you speaking about this new algorithm to copy voices?
Before it can make those voices say completely novel sentences.
Yes, it is developed by a startup called Lyrebird.
This is huge. It can make us say anything now, really anything.
Yes, Mr. President, this is huge. Clearly, a lot of work still needs to be done, and robots still aren't very good at explaining the why of a big story. But someday, a robot probably could do my job and even sound like me while doing it. Makes you wonder what Walter Cronkite would say about that.
And that's the way it is.
Wednesday, August 16th, I'm a human being named Peter O'Dowd.
You're listening to Here and Now.